Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives The Beat. We have new music from Bryce Vine, Diamond White, and we're going to battle it out. Is Iggy Azalea back or not? Nah? Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Lives The Beat.
A Sims?
What's that?
There's a place world. You hold I left behind. I'm finished.
I'm about to do my hair similar to that.
Since you took your time, you should know why I'm quitting. The secrets are hide, I do nothing. You'll always deny we're going in circles, but I'll override the beat when I, but I burn inside. In the back of my mind, I hear nothing. Keep this feeling alive, I've been nothing now. Then I'm in my right. Anything I left behind, I'll be nothing now. Take it back, even though you wish I could. Anything I want back, you misunderstood. Cry and talk about it, baby, but it ain't no use. See, it wasn't looking when I pushed. Hold up, wait, you fucking with my groove. Get it on display, making moves. Cry and talk about it, baby, but it ain't no use. I ain't gonna sit here with your blues. If it ain't your life, I don't know how to live it. And it broke me down, I almost drowned.
Kalayla Frontline.
It's not the ending. It's not the ending.
What you thinking? Get a little Sim City.
Were you high?
Seated World. No, we played her video before. Let me know.
Yeah, that's the
we
girl who was like posted all over the place, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
She just decided to go with a little, you know, animation.
Little and,
like,
Sims.
Early 2000 animation. Not even like, I mean, girl, it's 2018. We could have got some better animation.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, I say fuck it. It's different. I mean, I wouldn't have never done anything like that, but for her to even just to try to do something, this is probably good for a budget too, because she doesn't need to rent no cameras, go to no locations.
You're just paying for the animation.
You're just paying for animation. But she's dope anyway, though. Like,
do you think it keeps the attention? Like, are we sit really?
Yeah, I watched it because I wanted to see exactly what the hell was going on. And when they pulled out the animated blunt, I was like, okay, joint. No, but I think I was definitely watching it, you know, because you wanted to see like where are they going with this. But you know, she's dope. She's her feet is just getting wet. She got a few years,
so
you know, good for her.
Okay, next. But we've had her in studio.
Wait, before we go to the video, how the fuck you doing?
Girl, I'm tired.
Damn, right? Don't rush the show.
Why?
You know?
I'm a little irritated. Javon Doe was supposed to come in.
Yeah,
he's
we had
dope
a guest
artist.
Who was supposed to be here. He didn't show up, so now you
know,
have us.
I'm late. But he's that's fine. Late. We got so many music videos for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, they haven't seen us for like 3 to 4 months.
Girl,
like
they saw us last week.
No, prior to last week. We are officially back.
Guess who's back?
But, like, back let again. Them know, like, you're engaged.
Hey, y'all.
He has a promise ring type engagement type thing going
oh my
on.
God, girl.
He has an amazing
boyfriend.
I thought
you boyfriend. Meant, like, engaged
No,
here.
You have a man.
I'm engaged. Yes, I do. I got a man, girl.
And he's fine. Mm-hmm. He's muscular. Mm-hmm. He's so cute. Mm-hmm. And he's his man, and they love each other.
Okay. Well, the more you know about me, okay. What's been going on in your world, queen?
I mean,
you getting
I've been,
a dick?
I got some cock. I went to... Let me stop. You're such an idiot. You just have... I didn't ask where you having sex. I just said giving them good news about you, but you trying to blow me up. But no, I've been good. I've been blessed. I've been working a lot, traveling. I'm going to Dubai on the 28th. I'm excited about that. I'm grateful for my clients, and I'm grateful for where my career is right now and where it's about to go. And
you nervous because you're touching your phone like that?
No, I always do that. I shut up. I'm excited
to
be back.
Do you want me to get you one of my cologne pens? My Dr. G.
I'm just very happy to be back here with you guys. I missed the show. I don't know about Jesse, but I missed the interaction with you guys. I missed the show. I missed popping shit. And I hope you guys missed us.
Yes. And we hope you guys like continue to keep the chat going. You know what I mean? You guys would always send us videos. You guys would send us artists. So we appreciate that. And you always can continue to do that. We got Mr. Carter back in the building.
Mr. Carter!
So always taking care of the social media needs. So if y'all ever need anything, hit him up over there at BHL to Beat. And he going to make sure that we get you plugged in.
What? Go ahead. Then we'll ask you a question after Diamond. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, now you have me wanting to change the mood a little bit. So before we do Diamond, Steve, can you search a video for me? Since I'm feeling a little feisty today.
Yeah, let's get feisty. All right,
so I said, you know, we were going to talk about Iggy Azalea. But before we talk about Iggy Azalea, I'm going to bring it back. Because we used to talk about somebody... And we would always question, like, where she's going to be in entertainment. And so if we could find Tinashe, Faded Love.
Tinashe.
Pull that video up.
You know, I always say Tinashe had to have a few years in.
Because let's go back, though. Let's set the scene. So okay, back when the beat first started.
Which was 3 years
ago.
Actually,
I'm sorry.
First started.
Because then it was just me sitting across talking, pulling the dentist work out of artists and getting them to talk. But I pulled Queen, and then we had Sean.
Oh, Sean loved Tinashe.
Sean was, at that point, Tinashe was Janet Jackson.
Right.
And we was like, look, she cute, but...
She has time.
We need some time. So last week we played Queen Irby's video, the 360 video on YouTube, which was really dope. This video, if on your phone, it's vertical. So YouTube's playing around with some of the different technology here. Let's take a look at Tinashe, Faded Love.
Okay.
No, don't give me your name. No, I don't need your number saved in my phone. Just follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me home. Wanna take off my rings and my California cane? Let me get you alone. Just follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me home. Let's just feel this feeling. Let's just feel this feeling. High up as the ceiling. Let's just feel this feeling. Let's just feel this moment. We can make it last. Let's just feel this feeling right now, right now. You and that faded love, love.
Tinashe, Faded Love. Are we getting superstar? I mean, she did a video with Britney Spears, Janet Jackson. Are we there yet?
You know what I have an issue with.
She's
with Tinashe. No. Let me tell you what I think. What my personal opinion is with Tinashe. I think Tinashe is trying too hard. Mm. I think Tinashe needs to become a little more soft. With her, she doesn't have to dance hard every fucking video.
I like
in every video she is hitting the lick in every video, pop, 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 like choreographed to the T, hitting the T. Why can't you just be seductive? Like just soften up a little bit. I think she's trying to prove Even Beyonce don't dance throughout her whole video.
Okay.
She's giving me Maya back in the days. Maya is after midnight. She's giving me that.
In every video.
In every video. Tinashe, you're super fucking dope. Like, you don't need to give us a full choreographed video every time. Why can't you just enjoy the song and just be feminine? Honestly, I could probably walk by her in the street and not know who she is because she's constantly moving. She doesn't give us a chance to embrace who she, to see her look, to see what she looked like, to see who she is. She's always moving. Facial expressions changing because she's always dancing extra hard. We don't know if she's sensual. We don't know if she's seductive. All I know is that she acts like she's on a fucking pill. Like,
but do you feel... Okay, my thing with her is that all of her music low-key sounds...
The same.
So to me, it's like I feel like she's overcompensating with dancing because if you're going to dance, dance to a song that's danceable.
Yeah.
Like Faded Love, like it kind of makes a little
Faded
more sense.
Faded Love, she didn't need to do it, but not really.
No, but it could have been a little more sensual.
Sensual.
But it's just like if she's not dancing, it's just we're watching. Here's another Tinashe. Na, 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 na. You gotta get to on Faded Love. Wah, na, na. Like it's that tone every single song. So I feel like she overcompensates with dancing because of the vocals and because of the tracks that they keep producing for her. It's this like grimy R&B kind of lullaby.
I think her team, whoever her team is, they have this thing with repetitiveness. I don't think there's anyone in her team who is actually creative enough to take her. She's in a box.
She should work with David Guetta. Like, do something crazy. Like, Nikki went and jumped and did the David Guetta, and we were like, but then it was kind of hot.
Yeah, but I think that her image is boxed. I think that they feel like every song she should do a dance. Every video she should do a dance. And her looks are all the same. Her outfits are similar. And she's busy busting it open and shaking and cocking it. We don't need to see all that. Let us see who you really are. I don't know who this girl is.
Yes.
Because it's just
been
like
around for how long?
And the way she dances is just like it's not even like to a point where it's a soft movement. It's everything is 5, 4, 3, 2, 5.
Which is
set,
so
step.
Funny.
Let me see. Play that right there, Steve.
When she did the Britney one.
Let me see this.
Was probably the slowest dancing she ever did.
Like, do you see what I'm saying? Is that necessary?
The gay boys that are teaching them, like, be sexy with it.
That's not even sexy. That's not sexy. Did you see that move? That is just too much. Tinashe, calm down, son.
Your name is Tinashe, not
Tinashe. We know you could dance. Calm down, son. Calm down. It's okay. Calm down. We know you could dance. It's not going to take anything away. Can we now see who you are? I can walk by you in the street and wouldn't know who you are because I can never have a chance to get a look at your face
and
get into you.
I'd be interested to see how a slow ballad with her would be. If people would take to it.
If she do a slow ballad, believe me, she going to be in there pop locking and dropping it in a slow fucking ballad. Anyway, moving right along.
Moving right along. Okay, so we've had her in studio, Miss Diamond White. She's a beautiful, beautiful girl.
Oh, from Love & Hip Hop.
No, not that Diamond White.
Okay. Who's Diamond White then?
Actually, I don't think you were here. I think I interviewed her by myself.
Okay.
She came here with her mama. And so she's an amazing singer. The tone of this video is a little different, and I was kind of surprised. The song is called Cleopatra. Take a look.
Cleopatron. God is a woman.
I done lost my mind. Wasted too much time watching screens I left on Channel 9, maybe Channel 5. I just saw the news and I thought of you, thought of us. Looked at what we do, how we move, we don't give a fuck. Hands all on my neck like I'm your Barbie, but I'm Cleopatra. He's swerving on 101 from what he's sipping on. He said he don't drink and drive, but baby, that don't matter. He's been in when he kissed me, cause I'm Cleopatra. And he drunk on me, drunk on me, stuck on me.
though, cause they were all on me. But I don't wanna see the red and blue flashing. But I know you're thinking of what I'm thinking of with you. Headbands all on my neck like I'm your Barbie, but I'm Cleopatra. He's swerving on one-on-one from what he's sipping on. He said he don't drink and drive, but baby, that don't matter. He's spinning when he kiss me, cause I'm Cleopatra.
Diamond White, Cleo Patron.
I remember her.
You remember?
She came with her mom, and I was trying to keep my cool with cussing. What's her mother sitting like right here? Yeah,
my
I remember
girl,
her.
She out here now. Yeah. All grown girl, looking sexy.
Yes, I love this video. You know what I love? You know what I love? These times have changed so much. You really, these young people really have the freedom to express themselves musically, artistically, and I think what she's doing right now, I think it's dope. I fucks with her.
You know, it's funny because I was going to play this video last week with the Chloe and Haley girl, sisters, and they have a song called The Kids Are Alright. And basically what it's saying is, like, everyone's so worried that we're young out here and, like, dressed to like this, like, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
We can be sophisticated, but we can also pop our booties at the same time. Like, the kids are all right.
I think the kids of today are more creatively free because, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but reality TV. But not only reality TV, I think because they see that they have YouTube now. They have all of these things where they can just go, like, this is that was definitely in L.A. They can go to a desert. There's deserts everywhere.
All her friends
are in a video. She's beautiful. Like, all her friends are in a video. And they're just having fun. And I say, fuck it all. Do what you need to do. The young people, they have an outlet that we were not fortunate enough to have growing up. And I think they're doing a good job with utilizing it and being very creative. I really like that video.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I love the song, Drunk on Me.
Go ahead, Diamond. All right.
Cleopatron. I want to be somebody Cleopatron. Okay, guys, sorry.
This next one, artist, he was in guest studio of ours before. I want to say he was from the Glee Project. Something having to do with Glee, if I can remember. And he has been blowing up.
Oh, this Bryce Vine.
Him everywhere, like, from when he came on the show to today. Like, congratulations, brother. We got to get you in studio. The song is called Drew Barrymore by Bryce Vine. Take a look.
You still look good.
Forever. Just you in the grotto, with nothing but your nights on. Keep the fucking lights on. Same again tomorrow. We don't need no bottle. Purple color lip gloss. Room at the saguaro. Ain't nowhere I would rather be. Right between your holidays. Coffee on the Flintstone. Jewelry on the ottoman. Baby, let me in. For I get way too adamant about it. Love the way you shiver. Dig into my shoulder blades, feel it when you quiver. Higher level, elevate. You could be the renegade. Body to a glide. Harrison and Juliet, legends never die. The TV hasn't worked in ages. Probably got a shorter cable. Way too busy fucking on the sofa or the kitchen table. Is my vision hazy? You look like you're someone famous. Cause you're the next Drew Barry. And I want more. And all these other girls keep wondering what I fuck with you for. Cause you're the next Drew Barry. Yeah. And I want more. And all these other girls keep wondering what I fuck with you for. Yeah. Cause you're something like the summer. Kinda like a hurricane. Sweeping through the desert. Hot Americana rain. Falling wearing nothing but my Lauryn Hill shirt. It's kinda baggy on you, baby, but it worked. The AC hasn't worked in ages. I could probably read the label. Way too busy fucking on the counter or the coffee table. Am I hallucinating? Why do you look hella famous? Cause you're
you're the next Drew Berry. And I want more. And all these other girls keep wondering what the fuck with you for. Cause you're the next Drew Berry. Yeah. And I want more. And all these other girls keep wondering what the fuck with you for. I wanna make every single moment for you great. Fly away to Cairo or LA. Girl, I want it, I don't wanna waste time, waste time. I wanna make, yeah, every single moment for you great, yeah. Fly away to Cairo or LA. Girl, I want it, I don't wanna waste time. Cause you're the next Drew Berry. And I want more. Yeah. And all these other girls keep wondering what the fuck with you for. You're the next Drew Berry, yeah. And I want more. And all these other girls keep wondering what the fuck with you for.
Hey, Bryce Vine.
Great job, great job, great job, Bryce. Bryce has come a long way. We need you back in the studio.
Like it's a clean video.
Like it's clean. He had a budget.
He knows
and
his
if
sound.
He knows his sound. And if he didn't have a budget, he has a great team that is definitely done with a red. That is wardrobe, hair, makeup. Like they had a full out team. I absolutely love this video. I love the sound. Bryce, you have come a long way, and you look amazing, and you did amazing, and I think the video is amazing, and you need to bring your ass back up here.
Amen.
He looks great.
He looks great.
Great, clean cut. Like, he looks really, really cool. When he came up here, did he didn't shave or something like that, right? Or am I bugging?
No, yeah, that wasn't him. That was Rio. That was
real. Oh, another guy where I was like, nigga. Like.
No, it's Bryce came in. He was kind of like that punk rocker, like, I don't give a fuck, like foot up on the table kind of kid. And he's really cleaned himself up.
Yes.
He's found himself. Like, I feel like he's found
his sound, his vibe. I absolutely give this 2 thumbs up, Bryce Vine. If you switch teams, kudos. If you didn't switch teams, kudos for them moving you. Kudos for them catching your vibe and catching your vision and working with you.
Sometimes when you do it long enough, you kind of start taking pieces away, replacing them.
Yeah. I think where he's at right now, I think is awesome. I think he found his niche. Mm-hmm. I think he found his look. I definitely think he found his sound, and I love it. And I love this video.
Yep. All right, next we got Raven Lene. The song is called Sticky.
Together, you don't want this forever.
Then I look stupid, call me foolish.
Okay, you looked at me crazy for a quick second.
When I first heard
it. Then you fell into it.
Then I fell into it. I think we know who her, who she is a fan of. Can you say? Do you? Can you tell?
I mean,
Diana Ross.
Okay.
This is a very nostalgic type feeling. She is definitely a fan.
70s, 80s.
70s all the way. She's definitely giving me Diana Ross. That's the feel that I'm getting from her. That's, you could tell she, that's her idol. This video is unique and is definitely giving me, like, you are definitely stoned watching this. Were you stoned when you picked this? No.
Not at all. I just thought it was different.
It's very different. It's definitely.
I love when someone can take
an era,
and really recreate.
She recreated 1970s.
And simple.
Yeah.
Like that's
just like color the films,
and
color
dancing
filters
in between them.
Yep. I say
very
fuck
kaleidoscopic.
Very, very good. Very 1970s. So far, you're doing good today.
Okay, you're gonna like the next one because we talk about her all the time. All right, her name is Lee Kelly, 47.
Oh, I love her.
She dropped this video.
Is it Lee Kelly? I call her Leaky Lee.
Lee Kelly. I don't know. but she should have dropped this video a long time ago because it was on the soundtrack to Awkward Black Girl.
Wait, but before we play her, who have you been listening to?
What you mean?
Like, what music have you been listening to?
Oh, girl, I've been all over the place. Like, Sean Paul, let me tell you guys. Like, if I just scroll through my things, Joyner Lucas, Vince Staples, Brenna Whitaker. She's this white girl, but, like, her voice. I'm just going to play. Let me just play a little of this girl's voice. Because I was like, she white? No, not that song.
I wanna get next to you, black and gold,
okay.
Black and gold.
But so I've been listening to like random stuff. I've just been searching on iTunes. Mariah Lynn and Remy Ma. Look, I appreciate that Remy Ma stepped in for Mariah Lynn, but that song's trash.
Oh, for real?
Lenita Smith, you know what I mean? I had to download that and listen to that. Who else I've been into? I've been really into like this whole reggae like kind of sound that's been coming out.
Well, you know what I've been listening to over and over again?
What?
I have been listening to Syree the Kid. Syree came up here a while ago to introduce us to his project called Before the Heartbreak. Fine. You know, Syree, it's cool. You know, you kick it, boom, 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 boom. But, you know, I never really listened to Before the Heartbreak. After the heartbreak, he invited me to his album listening party out here, which was kind of cool, being that he's not from here. He had a great turnout. I went to the album listening party. Let me explain something to you. After the heartbreak, it's probably one of my best albums to listen to so far in 2018. I still have not stopped playing it. That is the only album that has been playing in my car, in my house, in rotation. Syree the Kid did a great job, and what I really like about this album, even though, you know, we're going to go into the next video, but real quick synopsis, what I really like about this album is that he used real voice messages that people have left him and or, you know, his boys or whatever. These are real voice messages. These are real conversations that he's had with people that he put on the album. So when you listen to the album is like a book. It's like you're literally, you immediately go into a mind visual state because you hear the story, you hear what the girl is saying, and then his response in the song. I recommend for you guys to get Syree the Kid After the Heartbreak. Ladies, you're not gonna regret it because these are things that men, that we always wanna know what men are talking about when we wow out. His reaction is like, oh shit, I get it. So please get it. And one of my favorite songs is Red Receipts when he goes, I'm just going to pretend like I read this.
And you know who else nonstop I've been listening to? Davion Ferris.
Davion Ferris? Yeah,
when I tell you,
yes,
Davion.
Yes, Make Love is my favorite. Make Love, Freak of What. Yo, we've been in some good stuff. I mean, you guys haven't seen us in a long time. That's why I'm cutting him off from going right into the videos because, you know, we need to talk to you guys.
And you know
we need
who
to
I
interact.
Really fell back in love with that I never, never.
Who?
Never.
Who?
Pink.
Really?
Yo, I've never Never put Pink and nowhere. Like the only time I could be like, oh yeah, Pink when it was
first
like,
album.
Most girls wanna, yeah, like first that album. First that first one. There you go. Like first album.
Right.
And then it was like, okay, you like pop pills and like cut yourself. Like I don't know. Not judging, but that's the mood she was giving me. This album, Beautiful Trauma. How I fell in love with it was actually someone did this thing on like Cosmopolitan or something where the artists watch covers of themselves. Mm-hmm. And so I watched the Katy Perry one, and Katy Perry wasn't giving nobody notes. She's like, that one's cute. It's cute. And I was like, bitch, shut up. They all sung better than you. Pink watched this cover of her. The song's called What About Us. And this girl, I actually went and downloaded the girl's version of it because I need to share this with
you.
Oh,
and she started crying? I think I saw...
Pink didn't cry. Pink was like...
She sung it better than her.
Yeah.
I saw that.
The girl's name is Davina Michelle. And Pink said, well, goddamn. She was like, now I know how the song was supposed to be sung.
Yeah.
She said, fuck y'all for playing this. She was like, this is rude as fuck. This girl needs a record deal. And so... just seeing the passion of this girl sing the song, I was like, I need to get into Pink's album.
Yeah.
Pink, the album Pink chose to write, right? Is that it right there? Oh, play that right there.
This is What About Us right here.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, the official video.
Okay.
The music Pink has been singing in this is the perfect tone of love and hate. It's understanding that you can be in love and experience so much pain, but the love is so much stronger
than the hate. Than the pain.
But you can understand the pain and how you grow through it to become love. Like, I know that's so much and so deep, but like, Pink really changed my whole
perspective.
mindset.
Let's get a little vision of this. Let's hear what's going on.
What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers? What about us? What about all the broken, happy ever afters? What about us? What about all the plans that ended in disaster? What about love? What about trust? What about problems that want to be solved? We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called, but man, you fooled.
Pink, What About Us? So, okay, so then I'm listening to the album, right? And I'm like, okay, let me get like a little into Pink. And I start YouTubing her tour. Never would I be like, yeah, I want to go to a Pink tour. Yo. Name an artist that puts on a performance like Pink. You can't.
Britney Spears. It has to be good.
Beyonce, because if anybody Britney, know Katy him, Perry, everyone
know
can have a several seats.
Never talks bad about can Britney have, Spears.
No. They can all have several seats because Pink is singing live. She trained the Cirque Soleil or whatever the fuck that is.
The acrobats.
And throughout the entire show is being lifted, shot out, singing, like, and you can hear her singing. You can hear when the struggle comes in, when the belt pulled a little too tight. And it's just mind-blowing. She's doing the body movement stuff with everybody on stage, choreography, like, And I'm not into all the Pink songs, but like from what I watched, I was just, I'm like, why is this girl not in Vegas? Why is this show not being like blasted out here? This is what an artist is supposed to do.
So she has like a lot of growth.
J-Lo, I will give J-Lo this too, because when Jennifer Lopez puts on an entire concert, the fact that J-Lo hasn't done the Super Bowl yet, shame on y'all, because J-Lo works from the moment she steps on that stage to the moment she is off of that stage. But Pink is on a whole nother level, because this bitch doing flips in the air, acrobatics, like mimetry, whatever the fuck it is, and live singing. There's not one point where you're like, is she lip syncing? No, she's not, ever. Lip syncing, you're belting. Like, so I'm giving it to Pink because I was never a fan, never. But she made me one.
So you're giving it to Pink.
Download that album.
Okay.
Get into it.
Okay.
And she's going to be at the amphitheater in June or July or something. And I might be there.
He will.
No, I'm not even going to make that promise. It's depending on coin situation. But it don't matter, because no matter where you sit, she gets catapulted up in the air and she coming to you.
She wants you to feel her.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
And it's like a distorted circus, like the show. It's crazy. So here we go. Lee Kelly, 47. The song is called Attitude. Take a look.
Brushed my hair, went downstairs. Favorite jeans on my rear. And I looked up in my mirror. And I said, who's that there? Who's that there? In that mirror. I don't care and they're aware. Now I see just why they stare. I just paid them, I don't care. I know. So what, I got an attitude. Bitch, I got an attitude. So what, I got an attitude. Bitch, I got a, I don't sleep, I don't snore. Too much money out that door. On my way to go to work. Bills to pay, so hit that dirt. Change up plans, then Juvenile came on. You know that's my favorite song. I was 15 minutes late. Because I try to be great, dancing on my feet. Your opinion, not today. They said, what's it gonna take? I said, I want a bigger plate. So that lady pour my drink. Then I went up on my right. I could see the bitch was fake. So like Chopper, I escaped. And I told that hoe, no. Like my ex, you got to go. I want all my money up front. If you don't, guess what? I'm gonna have an attitude. Bitch, I got an attitude. I'm gonna have an attitude. Bitch, I got an attitude. So what, I got an attitude. Bitch, I got an attitude. So what, I got an attitude. Bitch, I got an attitude. Attitude, 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 attitude.
I love her, she's so cunt. Like her whole album.
Even when her face covered, you still feel her vibe, yo.
I feel like the vibe comes harder when her face is covered. It's like, oh.
She rocks.
All right.
My friend, she came out here, she was performing out here. My homegirl went to a party, didn't even know who she was. I saw the girl on stage, I said, yo. She invited me and I didn't go. Of course. That's what Queen does. Fuck. But I could have went and saw this girl perform. We obsessed with her.
Yeah, we got to get her in studio because literally from the moment we saw her, and every visual has been so
super dope.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to finish the show off with this conversation because we, again, going back to the Sean days, Sean had two favorites. It was Tinashe and Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea.
As he would say, his white Nubian queen.
Why would you bring that up?
I knew it would piss you off.
Why?
Because he used to piss you off. All right. So, again, never really been an Iggy Azalea fan. I tried to understand her. There would be times where I would try to give her benefit of the doubt, and she let me down. Last year, she did that whole mo bounce in the motherfucking hat, right? And all that. And so I was, at the time, friends with someone who was working with her camp. And, you know, they would just be so over her. Like, I don't think her heart's in it. Like, she's not there. And it was around the same time she was breaking up with, she found out that her man was cheating and all that stuff. And I saw an interview with her. Yeah, I did. But it was a different interview because I felt like she woke up. I did. And I feel like the music speaks
that. The
bitch
been popping her ass on the fucking Instagram for the past couple of weeks, I guess, to get some attention.
Because she's feeling herself now.
Okay, so go ahead.
I feel like she was she woke up.
She woke
up. I felt like she was put in a situation. I feel like she really fell in love with hip-hop. She fell into something too deep.
You're giving this bitch a whole lot of credit. Can we watch the video?
I'm just saying. I'm having a conversation right now.
But you're doing that because you want to get me revved up.
I'm not trying to get you revved up. I'm trying to explain how I feel about the whole situation and why I put the song on here. But all right, here, take a look. The song is called Savior featuring Quavo.
Savior?
Been around the world and I can't find my baby, things getting crazy, losing my patience, why you keep me waiting, going through the phases, got me walking out the house all done up, just in case I see your face and you decide to run up, yeah I'm in a different place, I need someone to hold on to, I've been sending up a prayer, hope the call gets through, cause my heart beats for you only, one day if you even know me, counting down every moment, that I wait for you, I wait for you. If you even notice, lately I've been feeling hopeless. Easy to lose focus, but I'll wait for you.
I've been looking for a savior.
Feel the weight of the world like I got a brick on me. Had a dance with the devil and he got a grip on me. I'm just trying to get to heaven. Hope you got a ticket for me, huh? I've been sending up prayers. I need feedback. Past full of sin. Can someone delete that? My path got muddy. I feel like my feet trapped. Can you give me the strength now to beat that?
Cause my heart beats for you only. One day if you even know me. Counting down every moment that I wait for you. I wait for you. One day if you even notice. I've been feeling hopeless. Easy to lose focus, but I'll wait for you.
I've been looking for a savior.
It's actually giving me a little, it's that Madonna song, with the Jesus and all that, not like a virgin, with the black Jesus and he came to life, in the 80s, no? You know what song.
Okay.
Alright, thoughts.
I need to give my opinion.
Go ahead.
Now, I have never negated the fact that this girl is absolutely beautiful. She's beautiful. She's pretty. She has the best hair and makeup team. My girl Priscilla Ono does her makeup. Like, she has the best hair and makeup. I always thought that she was great with fashion. And I've always thought that she was great with looks. Now I'm going to be honest. I think I like this video.
It's cute. It's what you want from Tinashe.
Right. She is... her hair and makeup, her wardrobe, like whoever had the vision, like is very clean. I can understand what you're saying, Iggy. You can tell that she, from all the stuff that happened to her, because she did take a break, she's been working on her enunciation of words. And I think she's beautiful. I think she looks stunning. Maybe if this is the route that she's going, I can probably give her a little more love. I think she looks very pretty, and she's not pretty feet in the one two hit the one two. It's more like
she's being herself.
Look at how pretty she looks. She looks amazing. Great makeup. Her lashes aren't too long. Like, they didn't do too much to her. Her hair, she looks very enchanting. Very dreamy. Very enchanting. Soft lighting. I like this song. I like this video. Iggy, okay, if this is the route that you're going, then I think I can be there for this. Because the stuff in the beginning, maybe sometimes you have to go through things in order for you to change. And that, look how amazing that shot is right there.
Mm-hmm. So where I was going with the conversation before is...
Now you could talk.
I felt like, you know, here's Iggy Azalea, beautiful girl with her... I loved her mixtape stuff. Mm-hmm. And I felt like T.I. saw that and was like, oh, we can do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he took it and he squeegeed the whole... out of her. To a point where she was just doing it. She signed a horrible deal to where she only made $15 million off... What was the original single? What was it? Fancy. That song was everywhere. She only made $15 million off that. And then who knows who she had to split that with.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like she went through so much in the game to where she was being used, taken advantage of, to where she didn't feel like...
Dragged.
Right, dragged. To where she didn't feel like, what am I doing? Is this really what I want to do? And when you start questioning that as an artist, it shows in your work. And I feel like that's where Mo Bounce, all that, like, everyone's like, girl, what? Sit. She took some time off.
Mm-hmm.
She realized her heart was broken, and she shared that with the world. And I feel like with this video, what she's actually doing, why we can understand what she's saying, is because she's truly expressing who she is. She's looking for a savior. That's all this girl bitch wanted. She just wanted a man. And then she finally got her man. When she had her man, she was so excited. She was flossing around everywhere. Then she found out he was cheating on her. And she went through it. She tried to put music out. The label was like, nope, sorry, girl, sit down. She took a seat back. And she enunciated what she was trying to say the whole time. So I'm here for Iggy Azalea.
Well, most girls are looking for saviors, especially out here in L.A. But at least she's being honest and saying, I'm looking for a savior. Like, where's my man? You know, who can come in and say, oh, I adore her.
That's
in this video.
Everything.
She looks beautiful. Okay. You know, it's okay to change your mind when someone changes. It's okay. I like this
when
person.
When you see growth.
When I see growth, I definitely see growth and I see humbled. She has definitely been humbled.
Mm-hmm.
She has definitely been humbled. She's grateful to be here. Let's just keep her in that motion. Let's just keep her... And that, in this, because this wave that she's on right now is a good wave. We need to keep it. She's not doing too much. She's not rapping too hard. And this is actually a song, like, that doesn't sound like you're trying so fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
This just sounds like, you know, this is like a, honestly, not to say, but like a crossover song, honestly.
Yeah.
This is like a crossover song. I can hear this playing in the summertime on Nikki Beach or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, this is a crossover song. So, okay, Iggy, I'm watching. You got me.
Now,
you got me with this.
Don't fuck up with the next
now,
single.
Don't fuck up with some other shit. You booty bouncing and wailing. Like, keep giving music like this, and I think that your career can go to a whole nother level. Keep giving visuals like this. I think your career can go to a whole nother level. I think you can, look at that. I think she can finally go mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Those are candles that is in that thing.
Beautiful.
She looks amazing. She looks amazing. I never took away the fact that the girl was beautiful and that she's really good with fashion. But now it all has come together. So I'm giving you two thumbs up, Iggy. Yes.
All right, look at
Queen. I'm giving her two thumbs up. God bless her.
That's why I had to leave that one on here, because I was just like, you know what? I felt like you would see the difference in this one. All right, guys. Well, that's all we got for you guys today. But we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Write down in your comments below what you thought, what your favorite video was.
Yeah.
If you thought something was trash, let us know. If you have a favorite video that you want to see on the show, just leave it down in the comments below or send it over to bhlthebeat@gmail.com. Queen, where can everyone find you?
You already know. You can find me at Queen Wink, at Crowns by Queen, and that's all on Instagram and on social and on Twitter, which I barely use. You can find me at Queen Live, and I got the dope extensions, winklux.com.
Boom. Hit me up over at DJ Jesse J, and hit us up at BHLTheBeat across all social media platforms. Let us know what y'all are listening to. Share it with us so we can share it with the world. Till next week, same time, same place.
And peace. Send stuff to Mr. Carter if you are a performer.
Yeah.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Chris, Tiana Hoffman, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram at BHL Online. Official voice of the Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram, at King XO Bay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.